bunch of us yahoos are gathering for the apocalyptic midterm election returns coming this Tuesday. Masochists all, hunkering down for what pretends to be the end of civilization in America as we know it. Plenty of liquid courage at the ready. The pundits are predicting a red wave based pretty much on the price of gas and groceries, which are, according to the GOP, Biden's fault. No doubt the rest of Europe, the Chinese, hell, the entire world's inflationary woes are Sleepy Joe's fault. That damn Joe. I'm really not sure why we're even having elections. Plenty of Republican candidates have already declared that if they lose, the election was rigged. If they win, it must be okay, fair and square. Somehow when Trump lost and plenty of GOP reps and senators won in the 2020 fiasco, the elections were both. Go figure. My pals are thinking the worst this time around. The demise of democracy, post-truth, fascism on the march here in the USA and around the globe. Doomsday for the Democrats. Nothing short of a Proud Boy takeover. Thank you, Donald J. Trump, for destroying America. Me, I'm clinging desperately to a long-shot turnout by women and maybe even the younger generation. I know. Fat chance. But the kids, you'd think with all the existential threats swirling around their little metaverse, they'd intuitively understand the absolute necessity to keep the boot-licking Trumpists from ascending to power. Although, maybe they've drunk the Kool-Aid too. The women, that little agenda of the Supreme Court, might have given them some inkling as to what's coming. Of course, in the era of social media, all bets are off. Black is white, good is bad, truth is bullshit, and vice versa. I don't have a clue anymore. Folks just believe what they read and see on their bubbled sites and only read and watch the sites they want to believe. Maybe the storm is coming. Maybe Q is on the way. Maybe Jesus is orbiting the planet, planning a grand entrance. Maybe gravity is faux science. And maybe, just maybe, it's true that we get the leaders we deserve. All this evolution to produce big brains, and it comes to this, just chimps who invented the internet and the computer, then used them to make themselves stupid. Serves us right.